Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills, here with you on a weekend once again. Some Saturday coverage here at Buffalo Rumblings. Make sure you log on to the site, check out all the latest and greatest with the Buffalo Bills. But today I really wanted to talk to you a little bit about preseason football. As much as we talk about the anticipation, looking forward, right, to the start of the regular season, the league did finalize their times for preseason football, and we've got that set for the Bills. First up for the team, on August 13th, the Bills will be at the Detroit Lions for a 7 p.m. kickoff. The following week, August 21st, at the Chicago Bears, a 1 p.m. slate. And finally, the one home game for the Bills in the preseason, August 28th against the Packers at 1 p.m. Again, you remember with the league making the shift to 17 regular season games, only three preseason games now. So for the Bills, just one preseason game on the slate. Now, as we talk about this today, for me, it really led to some thought, right? Because you think to the 2020 season, no preseason football games, just getting right to the regular season. Obviously, the Bills still had a great season, 13-3, winning the AFC East, going to the AFC Championship game. You know it all. But really with this, you think back to yourself and you were wondering, like, did you really miss those preseason games? Now, I'll say this for myself. I usually look at the preseason games and I'm excited for the start of the preseason because it's football. It's the Bills. They're on the field. They're playing another team. And I'm excited for that each and every year. Usually by the third quarter of that first preseason game, I'm scratching my head a little bit saying, why is this something I was excited about? But I think when I take a look at it, not having that in 2020, you think, and it's just like, man, there's some things that we certainly missed out on. It would have been great to see Tyler Bass kicking in some games before, you know, the regular season opener against the New York Jets. I would have liked to have seen A.J. Epenesa on the field, Gabriel Davis, Isaiah Hodgins, maybe see what Jake Fromm could bring to the quarterback position, if anything, as a backup. Those are the types of things that you really miss out on. And, of course, some of those fan favorites, we talk about guys like Duke Williams, of course, Jaquan Johnson, Christian Wade, who could forget, right, his performances in the past in the preseason. And that's one of those things we really missed in 2020. You didn't have that sense of guys that could be a fan favorite that could end up on the practice squad. It was really a lot of holdovers from 2019 or just based on certain things that we had read. Now, as you come to the 2021 season, and a question that I asked on Twitter earlier in the day, you know, since there was no preseason football in 2020, do you find yourself looking forward to those games more in 2021? As I said before, I always used to look forward to them, but want to see those draft picks and UDFAs even more this year. And I was curious, did others feel the same way that I did? And it seems like the overwhelming majority did. Over 100 people chimed in. Close to 70% said yes, that they are looking forward to those games more than they did in 2021. And just around 30% saying no, you know, that those preseason games, they weren't really important to them in the past and certainly not something that is more important to them right now. Got some great responses that I want to share with you, I think is always a good piece. Buffalo Ceilings, right? A great follower. Kind of feel like last offseason taught us we really don't need those games and they're just another owner's money grab. Never had season tickets, but making fans also pay for those exhibitions because they couldn't get people to pay to come without it tainted them to me. So I think we know where he fell. Our friends at UK Bills like seeing how the camp battles during training camp translate to the field and obviously seeing Christian Wade, a fan favorite, of course, again, his breakout during the 2019 preseason. Matt J. writes, I'm definitely more excited. I host the preseason games for my local Bills backers group, so I prep all year for these games. Not having last year about killed me. Going to be a great preseason this year. My wing recipe is finally perfected. And I think that's one of those pieces, too, probably is lost on some. And you think, you know, things can be so tense during regular season games, right? Do you have that chance, like maybe in the preseason, where you can just relax? You've got it on. You're not so tuned in. If the team wins or loses, it's not that big of a deal. You know, during the preseason, you can relax a little bit more. And I'm going to definitely need to get that wing recipe to check it out. Buffalo Blue Jays Reddit Bills, a great follow on Twitter. Honestly, I always look forward to preseason. I like seeing the depth guys get their chance. I would say I'm looking forward to it more so this year because we have a ton of quality depth. Not necessarily because of the missed preseason last year. And that makes sense too, right? I mean, you look at this team, you're thinking, man, things are truly in a good spot here, right? The Bills have a talented roster. You want to see some of those competitions come to a head. Certainly get that. Seth Baker writes, honestly, I recognize the importance of the games and getting late round picks and UDFAs playing time, but I do not enjoy them. I want to watch meaningful games. Totally get that part too. Mafia Mike chimes in, I always enjoy getting a look at our positional depth players, rookies, and guys just playing their hearts out to make the team. Really missed that last year, so yeah, it'll be nice to have it back this fall. And finally, one that I share with you, Greg Frisch wrote, Isaiah Hodgins, Hive Assemble. And he's got, of course, a video clip from Avengers Endgame, when the Avengers come together to battle Thanos. And Isaiah Hodgins is truly one of those guys, right? Was showing good signs in camp last year from all reports that we would hear from, you know, our friends Matt Perino, Sal Capaccio, Matthew Fairburn. And then he went on the injured reserve. And at least when you talk about Hodgins, there's a sense of optimism. Yeah, sixth round draft pick. He brings some size, could bring some flexibility in the slot. Let's see what he can do. And those are the guys you want to see in these preseason games. Training camp reports are great. We look forward to them each and every day. We talk about the guys on the beat, mentioned some of them before. Everybody, right? I mean, they are, when they have coverage, they do a great job conveying it to the fans. And sometimes, you know, there's guys that can really stand out in practice. But what happens when the lights are on? And the preseason games give you an opportunity to see a bit more of that than just what you get from a training camp. And to me, that's where I look forward to these. I'm fine with just three preseason games. I'm not going to miss that fourth one. I'm not saying anything along those lines, but preseason football, especially when you think about those, that slow time, right? After the NFL draft, the month of June, you know, OTAs and mini camps are one thing, but that's only going to get you so far. To actually be watching a real football game with the Buffalo Bills, yeah, to me, that's something that I would certainly look forward to say the least. So another piece I wanted to touch base with you guys on just real quick, and we've talked about it enough times, and some of you are probably going to cringe even as I mention this, but talking about Zach Ertz and some speculation continuing his potential trade to the Buffalo Bills. And things have been quiet there. Like, again, it's, you know, you wonder to yourself, is it real or is it more so just talk radio chatter, right? On BuffaloRumblings.com, our podcast. Like, you know, listen, that time of year, there's speculation. It's still out there. It doesn't look like he's going to go back to the Eagles. Of course, we're going to talk about it. Well, then Josina Anderson came out with a tweet later in the week, and she wrote, as of conversations today, my understanding is that apprehensions with production and consistency at the Bills tight end spot are still a topic of conversation in Buffalo. Something to keep an eye on, especially with folks still stalking out Zach Ertz's situation in Philly. Now, to me, that reads like a lot of dots being connected, and I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. You know, but when you say a topic of conversation in Buffalo, is that at One Bills Drive? Or is that, you know, at BuffaloRumblings.com, on Twitter.com, on our Facebook page where people are chiming in? Like, yeah, we're going to have conversation about it because it's out there and there's not a ton else to talk about. So I'd be curious to hear what people think about that too. You can go to BuffaloRumblings.com and find the article there. You can chime in. I'm Team Dawson Knox. I remain Team Dawson Knox. If the team is going to invest Anything, right? I'd like to see it more so in a cornerback or a defensive tackle. Tight end, Zach Ertz, it's not what I'm looking for. And if he comes to the Bills, I welcome him in open arms. I hope he's fabulous. I hope he connects with Josh Allen right away, and I hope he makes an impact. Maybe it's just the story is just sort of played out a little bit too long for me. That might be it too. But like I said, I always like to hear what you guys have to say. So go to the comment section at buffalorumblings.com. Hit me up on Twitter at @AnthMarino, and we can talk about it because it's always great to connect. But like I said, I really wanted to touch base with you more on the preseason piece. Get to me on that as well. If you didn't see the Twitter poll, you can go there. But right now, about 70% say they are looking forward to preseason football more than they have in the past, just because it's something that we missed out on last year. And again, it might not be the best football in the world. You might just be sitting there hoping that nobody gets hurt. But in reality, it's better than nothing in my mind. And like I say, to see those guys on the field, to see those undrafted free agents, to see those rookies for the first time, there's always a hidden gem or two out there, and I'm certainly here for it. So listen, if you have not done so yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you give us a review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/Buffalo Rumbling. Still great content there. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. And as always, go Bills.